Wisconsin was actually one of the leading hops growers for decades until much of the crop was wiped out by parasites by the 1920s. Now, Wisconsin Department of Ag's Mike Banley says farmers wanting to expand their farming portfolio have started to grow hops again.
There's a number of people that are looking at that as a potential crop.
Banley credits the rising hops production at least partially to the expansion of microbreweries in the state. James Altwise is the director of Gorst Valley Hops in Dane County. Altwise says the demand from his customer breweries is too great to keep up. He plans to expand to 50 acres in 2011. Altwise says these days more people want to know where their ingredients come from, including hops.
As things progress here on a national and international stage with very large-scale sort of corporate agriculture, there's a return to what can I get in my backyard. And that has value to people. Brewers have seen that, and they have a connection to the grower and to the farmer almost by name, and that has value.
Altwise says Gorst Valley Hops doesn't sell its hops on the commodity market. He charges $12 to $18 a pound to local breweries. He says they're willing to pay more for locally grown hops. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.